It's Chevy Auto Showtime at your local Chevy dealer. Now's your chance to check out a Chevy Silverado 1500 pickup with 1.9% APR financing. Go to Chevy Drive Chicago for details. Hurry, this is one Auto Showtime deal you don't want to miss.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's very own Eats.
Welcome into a fresh episode of Chicago's very own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff and a couple of special guests live in studio here at WGN. Andrew Hayes, Vice President, Director of Marketing and Communications at World Business Chicago, and Roberto Munoz Ramos, co-owner of La Dolce Vita in Portage Park on Irving Park Road. Guys, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us, and happy Restaurant Week.
Happy Restaurant Week, which we'll get into a little bit more. We were talking just before we started rolling how great Restaurant Week is. I think it's around 500 restaurants.
That's right.
The city does a great job of breaking it down into neighborhoods if you want to find a specific restaurant, whether it's downtown or one of the neighborhoods like yourself, Roberto, in Portage Park. Andrew, you're with World Business Chicago. Tell us about that and what people should know about World Business Chicago.
So World Business Chicago, thank you, is the city's economic development agency. We're principally charged with promoting business in Chicago. So the idea is we want to encourage companies that are here to expand. We want to provide them, you know, with networks and with all the support that they need in order to expand. And then we are prospecting companies from outside of the market and from all over the world and getting them to see Chicago as a place where they can, you know, start a business or expand their existing business.
And I'm sure it's you love showing off our city, right? Because us Chicagoans love Chicago like nothing other, right?
I am a lifelong Chicagoan. This is my dream job. Even in February when we see ice on the lake, it's still right. My job. People always say weather is the one sort of deciding factor whether they love Chicago or not. Yeah. When you love Chicago in February, you are a lifer.
And we have no shortage of comfortable and cozy bars and restaurants. Roberto, it's a chance for you to plug your restaurant, which I have yet to visit. It looks fantastic. You have a great bar inside, too. It's a perfect time of year to go get comfortable and get a great meal. Tell everybody about your restaurant.
Well, we're like La Dolce Vita Conchina in Portage Park. So we're Italian-inspired cuisine and crafted cocktails, beers. We got a beer on tap. We make our own sangria. We batch it in there.
Nice.
So we love to play around with food, create dishes, and do great collaboration like with the World Business Chicago with so we made a little theme about Chicago.
Yeah, well, I like your we'll get into your menu, which looks so good. Hungry just looking at this menu. $45 for three courses.
Yes.
For dinner.
You get an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert. And I love the Chicago-inspired classic cocktails with a twist that includes a Ben Johnson handshake. Tell us about the Ben Johnson handshake.
Well, we were playing with Malort, and then
a good start. We were playing with Malort.
Yeah. So we were making drinks like the Windy City Spritz that has Malort and passion fruit, grapefruit juice, and Prosecco. And then we were watching the Bears, and then everybody was talking about the Ben Johnson shake. And I told my partner and Andrew, what happened if we just name a drink like that? And he's like, yeah, I love it. And everybody loved it. I'm like, well, we don't even have a drink yet, you know?
And we'll figure it out after.
Yeah. So that's how it all came about.
It's a shot of Malort and a pint of Peroni.
Yeah, that is drafted in our tab.
Obviously, a play off the Chicago handshake, which is the Malort and old style, right?
That would be
the official one.
So if, you know, like Kevin and I, we'd be visiting for the first time if we came in, what would you recommend we get on the menu if we're coming in for Restaurant Week? What would be kind of like this is the go-to
for food?
Yes.
Well, there's a lot of great things. Not even starting like sausage and peppers, but I think I like the chinguele with polenta, which is the wild boar ragu over polenta.
That sounds fantastic.
Like a starter.
That's a starter, yes.
And then
Tell me about the mussels, because I love mussels. Pancetta, garlic, leeks, peas. Yeah, that just sounds like a perfect dish.
It is, it is. And then it just topped with flame with sambuca.
I love it.
And Andrew, you were introduced to Roberto's restaurant living in Portage Park.
So. I live in the neighborhood, and yeah. I have been hungry, right, literally, to have a place that I can go with family and even with business, right? And so it's a great ambiance, great environment, lots of seats. He talked about they have an outdoor patio they're building, uh-huh. which will be the largest outdoor patio in the neighborhood, I promise you.
Love it.
And I've bounced around to a number of restaurants. But I just fell in love with – and I fell in love with the story of these guys. These are all folks who worked in the kitchen at other restaurants and always aspired to open their own place. When I heard that about them, I was like, I want to help you. I want to help promote you. I want to bring business here, because that really is a Chicago story.
I'm sure, obviously, you both have a love for Portage Park. If there's one restaurant I could bring back in Chicago, it would be Sabatino's.
Yes, on
which
Irving
is down
Park
the street
Road.
From That's Irving right. Park Road. Andrew, yes. I'm sure you were a visitor there.
Indeed.
They had the old, super old school Italian piano in the front when you walked in, the dimly lit bar area, and then this really fun, exciting dining area. But a lot of good spots, including your location. I'm sure that whole area, there's a lot of buzz in there. And that Irving Park stretch, a lot of good restaurants too.
Yeah.
Have you guys noticed that as well?
Yeah, especially like I feel like the food industry been going like Milwaukee Avenue, you know, like yeah. Bucktown, Logan Square. And I feel like that's why we like that place, because we feel it's up and coming, yeah. even with the food industry, you know. And we felt like we were a little bit ahead of our time. And also the place is so beautiful, like you were saying, it used to be foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been part of the neighborhood like over the since the 80s.
And I have to give credit to the aldermen, right? They've invested time and money in the streetscapes. You think about Six Corners,
yeah.
right? When I moved to the neighborhood, Six Corners wasn't what it was today. It was empty buildings, right? The Sears, as I remember.
Yeah.
And now there's a Target there.
Buzzing
there's residential
now,
above
right?
it. It's a great vibe.
And Restaurant Week, Andrew, I'm sure you can expand on it. We were talking about this before. It does run from January 23rd, so it's underway up until February 8th. I want to say it used to actually only be a week when it first started, and it expanded. I could be wrong, but a ton of opportunities here. Again, over 500 restaurants participating. You've got a good couple of weeks here to try out restaurants where it is, you know, prices vary a little bit between locations, whether it's dinner or lunch, but a great opportunity to go out and get a great deal and try an appetizer maybe you wouldn't have ordered, or a dessert maybe you wouldn't have ordered. I love it. It's a perfect time of year when people are like post holidays, but also trying to like, okay, we're ready to get back out a little bit.
It's a great way to beat cabin fever, right?
Great way to beat cabin
and I
fever.
Want to applaud our partners, Choose Chicago, who produces Restaurant Week. It did start as a week. It's expanded into the suburbs, and then they've got some over 500 restaurants participating today. And it's an opportunity just to go to a neighborhood that you've wanted to spend some time in, right? Go to the website. You can look by geography,
right.
And so you can pinpoint where is the closest restaurant participating to your home or office.
We got to talk about the bingo cards,
yes.
Andrew. I love the idea of gamifying this system here, so tell us about that.
So this was our idea because, you know, we're charged with promoting the city, and we're doing that by putting facts online and in all of our content. We know the city's narrative continues to sort of be have a stain on it because of what others from outside of the area. So they pointed us and have called as hell holes and a number of other things. The facts, you know, are against all those narratives, that propaganda, right? The facts are we're the number one city for relocation for business. I know that because we get ranked that every year. I expect we'll hear the same, I'm hoping. We'll hear the same in March. But as well, right, we have a very diverse economy. We have the most diverse economy than any U.S. city. That's because no industry is larger than 14% of the market. We're in Las Vegas. You know, they're heavily dependent on tourism. If the economy is challenged, tourism is going to be challenged, and the entire city is impacted. That's why Chicago is such a great city for business.
Well, we love it, and we appreciate you guys coming in. Is there anything else you'd like to plug about your restaurant, or Andrew, you want to talk about a little bit more with the Restaurant Week? Because it's
I encourage everybody to come to the Portage Park, go to La Dolce
absolutely.
Vita Cucina.
Yeah.
We've got a bingo promotion underway that you had asked that, and yeah. I sort of went on.
Loved it. I love
so
the
what
rant,
we did
yeah.
is I brought Chicago facts to a bingo game.
Yeah.
And diners at their restaurant, if they bring that up in conversation, right, they can get a bingo, and then they enter to win prizes. We've got prizes from Steppenwolf Theater, the Second City, the Lyric Opera, a lot of iconic institutions have donated donated tickets for us to give away through this promotion.
I love that. Now, what's interesting is we are actually featuring The Loop down here for our Your Hometown program. You know, every month we're going to a different community, and we said, you know, let's stay closer to home. We're doing the month, and I, for the last month, have just treated it like, you know, an art project where I'm just walking around to and from the train station. And it is a good reminder that it's just a metro ride away to come down here, to come to make the stops in the area, the different neighborhoods, and to try all these different things. And Chicago Restaurant Week is perfect for that. Sorry, that was more of a statement than a question.
No, it totally is. Whether it's downtown, you can take the train to Portage Park too, get off the metro right there. Guys, I love this. Love Restaurant Week. If you haven't taken advantage of it before, please do. Great opportunity to try some of the great restaurants in Chicago. Guys, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
No, thank you.
And go try the Ben Johnson handshake. That sounds fantastic.
Try it.
That was Andrew Hayes, Vice President, Director of Marketing and Communications at World Business Chicago, and Roberto Muniz Ramos, co-owner of La Dolce Vita in Portage Park. Go check them out. Restaurant Week underway. It runs through February 8th. Go check out some great spots in Chicago and maybe some spots you hadn't heard of. Check it out on their website as well. You'll find some really great locations.
I do need to mention they brought a few things that we are going to be taking photos of. So we'll have a whole slideshow on our website for you to check in our show notes and get thirsty and excited and want to go visit Roberto right after.
I love it. That's Mike Piff for Andrew, for Roberto. I'm Kevin Powell. This was the latest episode of Chicago's Very Own Eats.